that would hopefully get to everybody to let them know what the decision was and what the program's going to look like going into 2022, so they got plenty of time.
And they would know what's available for them for support.
Yes.
In that, so.
Absolutely. And Cox has a really good smoking cessation program. I mean, they've got a good program here in Dania.
So maybe we'll discuss this on the 13th if we get back with.
Yeah, I guess the main marching orders, when they say it like that, the main thing for you to do is get our rate going, get our renewal quote lowered.
All right. I will report back, and as Commissioner White suggested, I will email and let you guys know my progress so that you'll have that information ahead as we come back next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bid recommendations for UVC air and surface disinfection lamps. Number 202008-454.
Thank you. Good morning,
Morning.
Here in reference to RFP 202008-444, UVC air and surface disinfection lamp. We received one response from VA Medical, coming in at $4,055 each.
Had we Googled to have an idea what to expect on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is, it was in the 4,000 range, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought I remembered.
Yeah. It's about $60 more than I think we Googled.
Okay. $60,000 more?
$60.
Oh. Yeah. I'm sorry. $60 more?
Than just the basic search.
Does this include shipping and everything else, and worth hotel and the others? How many are we getting?
Seven.
They're going to be used.
Fire stations, or fire departments countywide, to aid in the pandemic response. It basically goes about 20 minutes. They can disinfect anything in the room.
Does the bid specify seven? If we decided we want to get nine, would we get nine at the? No.
Well, but did the bid spec say six or more? Typically, we put that in our bid specs.
No.
It just said six.
I thought we'd talked about for this area. It's the reason I was asking.
Or seven. I guess it's showing five sevens. So. This says that a subsequent agreement will be issued for a one-year period. Then we can just continue to purchase them throughout the 1 year. Mm-hmm. Move to award bid number 202008-454 to Neil Z / EA Medical LLC out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are these for the Western and Central and Branson? Or?
It says Branson.
And Forsyth.
Mm-hmm. And Forsyth.
Notice of renewal for auto body repair services number 20-105 Roden Bridge. We've got primary Jim's Auto Body and secondary Kevin Body Shop.
Good morning.
Morning.
Move to approve the notice of renewal line between Taney County and Jim's Auto Body Incorporated.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the renewal. I'll find it. Move to approve the auto body repairs, excuse me, the renewal for auto body repair services line between Taney County and Kivitz Body Shop.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Saying that, this is something we've had a couple of calls on, people questioning us, and I've had Nikki pull and show how we went out for bid on it. And they're saying they were not aware we were doing this and so forth. So I told them they'd, to give their name, the company, and everything to Nikki, and they'd be, when it went out for bid again, they'd be notified. I mean, we're in a public meeting now and announcing that. It, when that time comes, it's advertised in the paper. It's on their website.
Right.
And
thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Agreement for Microsoft Surface Pro 7 tablets and related equipment, number 20-106.
Good morning. I appreciate your time from the assessor's office. What we're here to ask you to consider this morning is to put in a better system, what we think is a lot better system for going out picking up new property, for certainly for reassessment when that comes due here shortly. Currently what we do, we grab paper files on parcels of land and we go out and we do those. And it's all with work cards, it's all by paper, we come back in and then we enter it into a computer system. What we're asking you to consider is that we can get tablets, we'll hook into our Ulrich software package now, so when they're in their trucks, the field appraisers, they can hit a button, it will pull up the page that they have in the office, they can pull up any parcel of property that they have, it can all be done on computer. And talking to the field appraisers in Christian County and riding around with them one day, they can do 12 to 14 new properties a day doing that. And when they do reassessment, the guy that we rode with had been there 9 years. He said in cookie cutter subdivisions where you have one house right after the other, they can do as many as 60 parcels in one day. So considering the fact that we have, I think right now, approximately 47,000 parcels that we'll have to undertake and go over, it's certainly a benefit for us. They have everything available on these programs that you could possibly want. They have a GPS system that you can follow yourself down the road and see where you are. It shows plot maps on your computer. You can click on anything you want. They'll have sales letter histories, work cards, everything will be faxed into the system because you're technically pulling it from your office. Anything that you do, such as pictures, you take it with your tablet, automatically uploads, where the process we use now is a computer or a camera, come back and pull the card and put it into a computer and download those. We can also, Susan and I, either one, can go in with this system. We can see where every truck is. We can see the house that they just worked on. We can see what each field appraiser did to that house, if they took new pictures, if they uploaded those. There's a docking system that when they bring those tablets in at the end of the day, they'll put it in a docking system. It will download everything within that system. The next day you start fresh. And I went with Kenny a couple of days out and did it the way that we do it here with the paper, and then went to Christian County and spent the day and did the same. It's absolutely a wonderful program. It brings us up quite a lot, and with that many parcels of property that we're going to have to redo, it certainly would be a welcome addition to our office.
Which line item are we looking at taking this out of?
Here. His question is, what line item? What line item did you plan on taking
that? She did not include that on my paper, so I do not have that.
Do you know what your budget tab number is?
Pardon me?
Do you know what your budget tab number is?
I do not. She did not include any of that.
Do you know what the assessor's office is? It one?
Is she in the office today?
No, she's at a conference today.
Or 255 or 250? I'm trying to remember what it is.
Yeah, I can't tell you.
250's Road Bridge. It's 355.
I believe she said the state didn't approve it. I think in the agreement it has that they can do computers, but I believe it's too late in the year for their budget for it to come out of.
Well, she's got $100,000 in her contingency fund.
Mm-hmm.
In the equipment expense, there's $27,250 that was budgeted. Excuse me, $27,750 was budgeted. $2,000 was for equipment purchase, $2,000 for equipment repair, vehicle maintenance was $10,000.
It'd be under her equipment budget then, so she's not spent anything, so there'd be the money there. Is that what you're seeing?
Yes, I don't know how much she spent in vehicle maintenance, but she does have $100,000 in contingency. So is the expectation, you probably don't know the answer to this, is the expectation for us to allow you to spend it out of your fund?
Yes.
Yes. Move to approve the agreement for purchase of Microsoft Surface Pro 7 tablets and related equipment by and between Taney County and CDW. DBA, excuse me, LLC, DBA CDW Government LLC.
Second.